morning. This week, Sunday, the Chedesh of Pesach Shining. Ahi alush ma'ashoi itmash le'nefesh yidam. There were the people who were ashoi itmayim le'nefesh yidam. They were t'mayim mess. And they come to Mekah in the midst of Korban Pesach. So v'yikiv lifnei Moshe v'Aharon, they came before Moshe v'Aharon. V'yomi alayim anachni t'mayim le'nefesh yidam, with t'mayim le'nefesh yidam. Lomu niguda levilti hakiv kov mashem. Why should we be deprived? Why should we be worse than anyone else? The whole of Klal Yisrael be makiv the kov paiser, and we, because we're tuma, we can't be levilti hakiv kov mashem. B'mayadoi b'soch v'na Yisrael. Vayoy malaya Moshe imdi be'eshmu mai tzav Hashem lechem. Wait while after the boy nishloilam, what the din should be in this case? And then it says, "Yehovah Moshe l'dor seichem for all the generations, ish ish ki yeh tumay le'nefesh oy bederech choyke lechem, and you will not be able to make the korban Pesach. There's a new halucha Pesach shiny. Yidal with ear, you can make Pesach shiny." But Agav the Sefer Chinuch explains why is this so. That someone who's tumay b'derech choyke is given another chance to be makim in Pesach shiny. So Chinuch says, since korban Pesach is such a yisod gudul, the Indian of the Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim, the min of Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim mikadoyma, Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't want anyone to miss out on such an important thing. Therefore, we give them another chance, Pesach shiny. The Bahamutin, the side of Sikhim, there's many difficulties in the side of Sikhim. First of all, Zuman Niguda. They come and they say, with Tmayim and Eta Shuda, we come and mark with the Korban Pesach. And then they say, Zuman Niguda, why should we be worse than anyone else? He just said, though, Chaim HaKud Shredi Artemin, Eli Rashi is also wants to answer this kasha. He just said yourself, Anach is Tmayim and Eta Shuda. And there's a din, someone is Tomei, coming in Korban Pesach. So what's the time of Luma Niguda? Why should they think? The whole inner of Pais HaShayim is a chiddush of Pais HaShayim. One can't come with the time of Luma Niguda. Why should you worse anyone else when you yourself just said the reason? Because you're Tumai and there's a dinner. Tumai coming in Pais HaShayim, coming in Korban Pesach. The second kasha is, from the Lushan of Tikim, which just said, Luma niguda levilti hakiv korban Pesach. Say, Luma niguda levilti hakiv is korban Hashem. First of all, they describe the korban Pesach korban Hashem. Why could korban Hashem really be calling korban Pesach? You never find korban Pesach being called korban Hashem, the korban Hashem. Second of all, why do they need to add on the words, b'mayadei b'tzach b'naisru? Obviously, when does it ring the korban Pesach? Eva Pesach with everyone else. As you just said, no money good, or levilti hakim, it's called my Pesach. Why should we be worse? Why should we be deprived of the schist of mitzvah korban Pesach? This old kasha is in the Foshim Amoidim. Another question is, we see Moshe Rabbeinu coming back with the answer to their question. He doesn't speak to them, doesn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, listen, what you should do is you should bring a korban the next month, Pesach Shiny, Yidal Adiyah. He says, the Doi Seichem, for future generations, anybody who will be Tumai, Yidal Adiyah, has a chance to do it, Yidal Adiyah. Why do we not find an explicit answer to these people who are coming with a question, what they should do? We should be saying, either you should make a Korban Pesach next month, or you can make a Korban Pesach now. Why does the answer come in a general answer, rather than in an answer to them as well? First we'll discuss, the Gemara discuss, Mi hoyu anushim, and who are they Tumai? What's the Gemara's shahala? Which Tumai mess were they in the Midbar? From one minion to the other minion, there was no mice. So the Gemara in Sikhe brings down a machloki. Three dais To who were they talking about? The first man, the Omar, says, Noisa Adoy Noishal Yosef. They were carrying the mitzvah of Yosef HaTzadik. Shaitach has, Moshe Rabbeini brought up the mitzvah, the Urun of Yosef from Mitzrayim. So the Urun of Yosef, they were the ones who were being memina on carrying the Urun of Yosef, and therefore they were tumah, it's my mess. Another man, Domar, says, there were tumah, there were Mishul Vel Tzofan. Remember, Pasha Shmini, Nudav Avi went lefnai velefnim, bakribam aizu de lefnai Hashem ashvetzibu oisam, and they died instantly in the Kodesh HaKadusha. So Moshe Rabbeini called to Mishul Vel Tzofan, kill the CE, go and bring out Nudav Avi from the Kodesh HaKadusha, and then be metamah to them. So Mamayli, there were tumah, from Nudav Avi. So next man, Doma says, Yishua vel Tzofan hoi, vohi temayim le Nudav Avi. Yitzchak says, both, how could he disagrees with both man, Doma, and why? Because he says, if there were temayim meh from Adonai Shel Yosef, they could have been metayim themselves already. They're already a long time in a Chanoyen, they weren't moving. When they need to carry Yosef or Tzadik, when they're moving from one place to the next, so we need to carry the one of Yosef. But if they were standing in one place for a long time, why would they still come up from Adonai Shel Yosef? They should have been mitzvah in some of this without being there. And on the Mamdo Oman, Nudav Avi, he says the same kasha, because they won't be mitzvah themselves. When did the mass of Nudav Avi happen? The Shchodesh Nissen. Now a Yid Dalet Nissen, they should have been mitzvah themselves. So, the Amos in the Mephoshim, Pashidnit Ritzin, what's like in the Pshat, according to the Mamdo Oman, who says, No Yisrael Adonai Shel Yosef, and Nudav Avi, what's the pshat? Come at Tzitzin and then first explain what their shit. So Yitzchak is a new shit. Tumayai mes mitzvah. There was a mes mitzvah. Somebody who had nobody to be betapel with them, a mes mitzvah without any kedushin, and these two people were betamel the mes mitzvah. Someone asked the question: Who were the mes mitzvah who died who had no kedushin? The sons, the Punim Yofer says, so it's like one of the Eidevdaf. The Eidevdaf. Because the Eidevdaf, it's very possible, they didn't have any clothing. They would guide them, they came from Mitzrayim. And the Meile, he's answering, after the Kasha, that none of the Eden died. You see, from 1 million to the next, none of the Eden died. So the Kuntav Yitzchak answered this question very well. And who didn't die? One of the Bnei Yisroel. But one of the Eidevdaf, they did die from 1 million to the next. And therefore, it was one of the Eidim Davos, that's how the Purim Yovas explains it. And therefore, it was a mess mitzvah. So the Matamah is a mess mitzvah. What about the crash that should have been Matayah? So Yitzchak answers very well. According to my shit, you know when they became Tumah? Exactly 7 days ago. 7 days before Eilat Pesach, when they came Tumah. And they couldn't be Matayah themselves, because the last day, the Yom HaShviyah Shalahem, Chal Be'Eilat Pesach. Eilat Pesach was the last day they could have been made the last Hazoya. We know it's my mess. Puda, we take a Puda Adima. And the mother, Yom HaShvi, should be Yom HaShvi. So they're already being matized themselves. This was the Yom HaShvi, the seventh day of the Yemaya Tema. And Lail Paisach, they were coming to us. Lail Paisach, these Anushim, Asher Yitzmai Menevesh Udam, were becoming to her and would be ruined to eat the carbon paisa. They're just missing it by 1 day. And he's a die from the psikim. The Yitzchak says, look at the pussy. It says, Velo yochli lat da pesach by yoy mahi. What's the teeth by yoy mahi? It's a Yitzchak, by yoy mahi. On this day they come to the carbon paisa. But the next day, test board, they would have been able, if there would have been a missing carbon paisa test board, but they would have been able to market the carbon paisa. Because then there would have been two worlds. So, we have a three ships. Either there were no Yisrael and Yisrael Yosef, or there were Metam and Yisrael Salud Bavi, or they were Metam and Lemes Mitzvah, and according to the Mandum of the Metam and Lemes Mitzvah, they were becoming to a Lail Test Vov. Then they were becoming to a, they were Shaitvach had big Agnes Nefesh, they see him in Hashemayim, they're just missing it by mamish, by a hair, they're missing the Mrs. Korn Paisach, they're coming lo many good, or they're going to by Yoyim Ahiv, missing it just for 1 day, you won't be making the Korn Paisach. the Gemude and Tzurcha and Tzadik on the Dvayis brings the Machloik. The Mushul to my Shede. Someone who was Tumah, not to my Nes, to my Shede. What's the Din? He has to Tvile, Toivles himself, to wait till the night time, Hede Shemesh. And then as soon as the nightfall comes to it, the first mission in Shas, If a Kohen is Tumah, he has Tvile, Heder Shemesh, as soon as it comes to Tzadik HaKohen, he becomes Tumah, he can already eat Tvim, called a Tviliyam. Tviliyam, his name is a Tviliyam, he's Tvival today, Tviliyam. So the Gemara brings the Machlokes, if we a person is a Tumah Shader, he wants to be Makir the Kohen Paiseh. So we can pass it to like this. Look, he doesn't need to do anything else, Paisach. He should be toivel himself. So he's almost to oil. He just has to wait till the night falls. Somebody else can shech the korban Paisach. The Kohen shvitzes the blood on his bayach for his sake. And then when it comes the night time, he can eat the korban Paisach. So the Gemara brings it to Machloket. Shechten v'zolken al tvil yom, or ein shechten v'zolken al tvil yom. The same thing L'choy the Gemude says will be by Tumay Mes. Somebody was Tumay Lemes and is a Tai himself and now is the Erev Paisach of the seventh state. He has to go to Mikveh as well. He has to do Hazoya and do Tvile. And then, Naitam, he becomes Tumay. Can we shech the Korban Paisach for him in order that by night time he should be able to eat the Korban Paisach because by night time he's going to be Tumay. The Gemude brings the Machlik. So the Gemude brings the Mekor. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, who learned that these people were Tumay and this is the Yom HaShvi'i Shalem, we still see Nitchi. V'omer Achmun Nitchi. The Torah says there should be Nitchi like Paisach Shani. So we see even someone who is going to be Tumay in the evening, you can still not be makir the Korban Paisach by this. So I have a machloikis. You say this like a machloikis. If a person is going to be tuer live festival, if he can still be makir the Korban Paisach on his behalf, since he's going to be doing either Korban Paisach or Benet. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, definitely not. So this is after Kasha, Tzadik comes back. If we say we can't shech the Korban Paisach, right? For someone who is a Tumay Mes, he's toivled and it's going to be Tumay by night time, right? Why would he tell them to be matcha the Paisach Shaini? Because if I hold, it's talking about the Chol Shvi'i Shalei, and I hold on, can make the Korban Paisach, right? Moshe Rabbeinu should have told them, toivel yourself. Shech the Korban Paisach on your behalf, and belay eat the Korban Paisach. Lush Natesh, then toima, loma lehem litzcha is the Paisach Shaini. Yet bili boy biyoy, biyishchet yalai. They should check. Yeshloima, the shemu usi kain usi. The amateur Tosfos is going to the shita, don't go, that there is a chilek before the tefillah and after the tefillah. If only he can't toivel himself, he's biyud to toivel himself, and then he'll be too well, then he can't be makir the Paisach Shaini. But if he toivels himself, and the head of Shemesh is a mailu usi, is only chus the beast alaylu, he can be makir the Korban Paisach. So that's just not to get it mixed up at that point. There's a chilek before tefillah and after tefillah. The Tosfos says, if you say after tefillah you can be makir, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them, go toivel yourself, and then we can be makir the Korban Paisach? So Tosfos answers is a very important answer. V'yashloima d'shemu kain usi. Ibishu sheshu ali leitov li adayim.
So he says, maybe, you know what the story could be? Maybe what happened is they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, look,
We didn't toivel ourselves. We didn't do the hazoya. Now is yoy mashvi. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered this. If you don't toivel yourself, you want to shech the pait hashani before the tefillah because you're going to be toivel later and the night time you're going to be ruiti to come pait, he can't do that. Because I'm shech the mezolken on some yoy mashvi. If you go to tefillah, if you'll do the tefillah, we'll be able to shech on your behalf. No, maybe the Amit Tiva, since this, okay, you're touching on the Shalai, how could they make Shlichas if they themselves can't do it? Minister Le'ovab, how they can make a Shlichas? This is the book of Tam here in the Sikhsel that speaks about this point. If this is the kid of Shlichas. The then called Minister the Le'ovab, Shlich Le'emutzimash. But the Master, Tayyip says that both in the big Kiddush. Maybe the Amos, you know what these heathen did, maybe they went and toiled themselves, and they made the Pesach Rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu just told them, if you won't do the Tevilah, you'll have to minitchel Pesach Shani. Mamash Adivah Mamel was what Tayyip is saying here. Tayyip is saying here, the Amos, you know what happened, these two Anushim made Pesach Rishon, because they toiled themselves. And when one can toiled themselves, one can be making a calm Pesach Rishon, they call the Shitzel Pesach. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you won't be makriv, if you won't be toivel, then you'll have to make a pait of shayin. So answers on the kasha they asked before. Ask the kasha, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu tell them the shiva directly? You should make a pait of shayin. Why did he say only a knunis tekedim? According to Tosfos, Moedik Miyishev, because the Emerson they made the pait of rishon because they toivel. Shabbani just told him, if you won't make a tefillah, then you'll have to make a Pesach Shani. Akapunim wants to bring out the Tosfos that Keneged, everyone's used to learning of his Pashtus of Sikhim, that these are Nushim, were the first people to make Pesach Shani, according to Tosfos, the two. These two are Nushim, made Pesach Shani. They toiled themselves, they made Hazariah, they became two by next time. Just they didn't know the Aluchah. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the halacha this empty? And Moshe Rabbeinu answered, was given the answer, if they don't do tvila, they'll have to bring a Pesach Shani. And if they do tvila, they can bring a Pesach Shani. Obviously, it's a bit difficult according to Tosfos. Why don't we find in Pesikim Moshe Rabbeinu telling them, go do tvila? No, the Pesach Shani. But yeah, if you're not used to the Tosfos, but my Yahweh goes in the Pesach Shani. Aber Pesach Shani, in der Chanamah, they didn't do. They didn't bring Akapunim. If there was anyone else to mind, maybe they would have built. But these two Anushim didn't bring. Because Ichol Yoy Mashvi Shalem. The Amazon is a smag, which answers it also a big Chedish Pshat in Toitiz Kash. He also brings Toitiz Kash. Why didn't they tell you? Why didn't they do Azoyah? So it says, according to the Cheshvin Ashunim, Erev Pesach that year was Shabbos. Erev Pesach that year was Shabbos. We know the Gzayis Chachomim, one can't do Hazoya on Shabbos. If someone's Tumai and is in the middle of doing the Tahara of food Avime, if the Yom Ashvi Shaloi is Chal b'Shabbos, Chazal b'Goyze, one can't do Hazoya, one can't spit the blood. Why? Gzaide Shamivari Bishisram, just like the Gzaide of one doesn't blow Shoifan Shabbos Shami Avidani, or of the Shokalila on Shabbos, Shami Avidani Ab Amit Shisram, one doesn't also do Hazoyas Dam Mai Puda Avime on the Tumai, the Yoim HaShabbos. So we always thought that the Gzaide is Chachomim. The Smax, as you know, made the Gzaide. Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar made the Gzaide. No Hazoyas B'Shabbos. Hagam. One has to delve more deeply into why if there wasn't didn't you make the Gzaida on Lilev? Why didn't you make the Gzaida on Shaifa? But Azoy, so the smag, the Gzaida of not making Azoy and Shabbat is the Gzaida Kedima. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Loma Niguda, Levilti Hakim is called Hashem. We want to be two Tvile. But they knew, we want to Azariah, we want to Tzvileh. But they knew Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't allow it, it's the Gzayas Chachomim. So they came with the Tana, why should your Gzayas Chachomim die Oike as von Bingen mit Kreiner mitzudeide heißt es. We want to be kind in the midst of the night of Pesach. Because it's Shabbat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu. Sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, no. The desire of Moshe Rabbeinu comes before the midst of the night, and he has resisted to be mabak these two Yidin from the Mekah and Pesach Rishon, and they have to be Pesach Shai. So according to the Tanakh, because I am forced in the custody we asked before, why did they say Hakim called Hashem? What does Luman go there? And why did they say the Me'ad they sent when I saw it? So perhaps the Kunz is man from the Yashvi like. The Gevudim, Suchem, Ayri Devudim, Payrik Ayri Devudim, brings down the Master Yediyah. There was a time when the Chachomim didn't know, is called Paisach Doicha Shabbat. We know carbon to meet them. The Zoycha Shabbos is a mitzvah to bring every day a carbon to meet in the midst of Mikdash, even if it's Shabbos. The Kahana was still shechting. Why? Because it says the Pusik. Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbat. Mavad Oyla sa tumid. So we see one brings a tumid the Yom HaShabbos. But carbon Paisach? Who says it's Zoycha Shabbos? Every year he's going to shecht his carbon Paisach. If Eder Paisach is on Shabbos, maybe not. They couldn't remember. Or they were fashion. Metamnu, how did they forget the Sharia? Obvious things happen so many times before every Pesach is Chodesh. The Gemara brings the Benai B'Tayda, they forgot the Taruch. Came up Hillel, and Hillel darshan two ways, called Pesach Zeich HaShabbat. One is darshan by means of the Gdai Reshuvah. Says my Adoi, by called Pesach, this week said it, but Yahasti Benai Yisroel, and it's a Pesach, then my Adoi. And it says by called Tumid, also the word my Adoi. So we learn that there is a Shabbat, Me'adah, Me'adah. Ma, Me'adah, by Tumid, is Doicha Shabbat. Me'adah, by Kom, Paisach, is also Doicha Shabbat. So how do we know a Kom, Paisach, is Doicha Shabbat? From the word Me'adah. Now, let's try and understand the way how these two people are thinking. Obviously, it's very difficult for them. Eder Paisach, Shabbat. All Eden are being over, seated, they rise, shechting, kom, paisach, and shabbat. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moyadoi means in shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater, the mitzvah of the rise of shabbat, Mevater, is Madche, the shrill, the mitzvah of kom, paisach. So the choyde from the word Moyadoi, we should see that kom, paisach overrides any dinai shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, no, you can't do Hazoyah Saddam on Shabbos. Why? Exactly. There's no Issa doing Hazoyah. No Issa Shabbos doing Hazoyah Medodai. Because he's scared maybe someone will by mistake carry the May Puda in the Shisadab and it'll be Oyver Issa Abuda Saddam Shisadab. So he didn't see everyone Shechting a Korban Paisa or Gebal to Shechting a Korban Paisa, which is the Issa Medodai or Shechita B'Shabbos. Why? Because Korban Paisach is Doicha Shabbos. And because of the Gzaidah, someone may come to the Oida Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu is stopping them. No. So this is what they can understand, the word Lomani Gura. Why are you worse than anyone else? Everyone else is doing the Issidah, the Issa of Shechitah, Korban Paisach on the Shabbos, and we're going to add on the Gzaidah, Chachomim, and you don't want to be like a Lomani Gura. Why are you worse? Everyone else is being Oida Issa Shabbos. Levilti Hakiv is called Mashem. What did he call Mashem? Bishloim, if we want to bring a carbon, a dove, we want to bring our own carbon, a carbon chapter for our own benefit. No! You could say, we're being Mapche, your benefit for Gzaidah Shabbos. But it's called Mashem. Tachir da Eraisa, the bring a carbon paisach. Why are you being Mapche, din da Eraisa, for Gzaidah Rabun at one time? Second, the Moyadai, the same when I threw. There's a din for Moyadai. What's the din Moyadai? The din Moyadai is a common Pesach, a Zeicha Shabbos. The same when I Yisroel, every year, he is being Mekai in the midst of the Moyadai of common Pesach, Zeicha Shabbos. Why should we be able to be Mekai? That can Shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu know. Simple. I'll make it simple. Common Pesach, the mitzvah Shechita is the mitzvah of common Pesach. The mitzvah of common Pesach is Zeicha Shabbos. Hazoi, which is only a Hechsher, in order to be able that you should be Tuer, in order to be Mekayim Kol Paisa. That's not Berech HaShabbos. I can point them, according to the Pshat of the Smag, one can very push it to understand, their time, and Lumen Iguda, and I look at it called Mashem, what I had in Lumen Iguda, and so on. So I want to now bring in another aspect. We saw Tosfos says, Emerson, those two people were not Mekayim, Mitzvah Pais HaShayni, because they did Tevila. Now, bring completely different Tevuda, also to say why these Yidden weren't Mekayim, Pais HaShayni. If you see already one of the Shoenim, Tosfos says such a tremendous Chiddush, that these Yidden weren't Mekayim, Pais HaShayni, we can bring another Tevuda to say the same thing. So, V'nai Yisafra, and God Asai Bala, Toi the Agri the Kala. So, the Agri the Kala is the Moedah, Shtark and the Kiddush. Tosfos says in the Sechus Sibbis of Kif Gimel that Rabbi Yehuda al-Nusi was Nifta Rebbe. Says in the Gemuda Mishemes Rebbe Batle Kedisha. Pashtas we learn Mishemes Rebbe when Rebbe was Nifta Batle Kedisha, because Rebbe was such a Kudish. Now the Batle Kedisha. Rabbi Nechaim Koye learned a different shot. What means Batle Kedisha? Batle Kedisha is Gehenna. The Kohanim could be Metamet Rabbi Yehuda al-Nusi. Why? We'll soon see how he can learn Pshat. But the Agi the Kala learns Pshat. Kivit the Tzadikim Aina Metamet. When is the din of Timur? Only by every a Tzadik Niflig, like Rabbi Yehuda al-Nusi, isn't Metamet. And the Emma says, the Saif Achenech Apad is Emma, says this Chiddush. That Kivet Tzadikim Aina Metamin, the Rambanim passage Emma says also the same Rayim, but he says only Tzadikim who are Nipta Beneshika out Metamin. Says the Bani Chaim Koyim, who is himself a Koyim, if I would have been when Rabbani Tam was Nipta, I hold so strongly that Rabbani Tam was such a good Lador, that I myself would have been a Tam of the Rabbani Tam. Chedesh Utsa. Bani Chaim Koyim is a Koyim. Says, if I would have been in the time of Rabbi Nitzam, I would have been metamas of myself to Rabbi Nitzam. So it is argued. So he says, no makar to say a kohen can be metamas of the kibbutz tzaddikim, and batla kedisha means batla kedisha, that Rebbe's kedisha was good. So argue the kala, ask the kasha. Who are they here? No yisareinu shal yasef. No, nudav avi. So why were they some? Why weren't they allowed to be makar kohen paisach? If I say kibbutz tzaddikim, I am metamen. Why were they tumah? They were carrying the Rani Shayafir of Tzadik? That's not the Chiddush. This is talking what they were telling. Anachni Tumayim Nevesh Udom. Udom is a Tzadik. Anachni Tumayim Nevesh Udom. Why are people telling us not often in the Krom Pais that we're tumah to a Nevesh Udom and a Tzadik? So, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have to find out what the Shvach is said. They are talking not Tomei because they are Tomei La'arei Shayasa. L'doidei Seichem for the future generation. Whoever will be Tomei L'Nefesh, Nishka Nefesh Udom. L'Nefesh, he will have to bring the Krom Pais HaShayni because he is Tomei. But these two people who are Tomeiim L'Noyis La'arei Shayasa or Nudav Avi, they aren't Tomei. So we have another completely different, from a completely different viewpoint, the same idea that these Anushim didn't bring the Pais HaShayni, not because they told themselves, according to the Agadah Kala, because Bechlal they were Tumay, because they were Tumay le Tzadikim. That's ready late. But Emerson, the Paskin, the Kibbet Tzadikim are Metam, we're not Michael. The Kahanim to Matam and the Kibbutz Tzadikim. And there's a Chiva in the Divya Yechezkel from the Shin of the Roof, Simon Lamed Zayin, where he brings down this shot of the Agi the Kala. He doesn't say the name, he just says, Ri'isi beside the Eichot Megdoilez Manayni. And he argues with him very strongly. And he argues with the shot in Pusik as well. And Chulile, he says, anyone should be Soymech on this sin, the Kibbutz Tzadikim Aymet. So I'll still say this is a bit of a challenge to answer the kasha on the Agi the Kala, who wants to use the idea of Kibbutz Tzadikim Aina Metamin here in the Pesik Mapai Tachshayini, and in the type of the Tafel Uchen Vokha Pashas Emor, and it goes along this goes with this idea in the Pidush HaPsikim Meir Paitoshan. The Amos says, like we said in the Beruv Israel, Kibbet Tzadikim are Amos Tamer. But we can, why, and by the way, the Shulim Beruv answers the Bani Chaim Kohen in a completely different, he learns the Bani Chaim Kohen wasn't a Tamer because Kibbet Tzadikim are Amos Tamer. Because the Bani Chaim Kohen held Nusi means to have so much covered by Zavaya, if everyone's not Metameh, it's a din like a mess mitzvah. Therefore, the Hefer is earned from Metameh by the Kvidah, because it will not have a din timmer by Tzadikim, and covered the Tzadikim, but not Pshad, and not Metameh Bechlav. But if we learn Kivet Tzadikim, I Metameh, it's still Azad Pshad. The Be'emes and Kivet Tzadikim, I Metameh. But this is not a thing which is given over the Dulai Masu. Who is going to decide? This Tzadik is Metameh. This topic isn't it. This is the Indian which is Nimsa Zakla Kudish Bachi Bilvat. Because we don't know exactly which Mazraiga the Tzaddik needs to be, he shouldn't be Metame. Maybe this Epitah Cheshvin HaKudish Bachi has why this Tzaddik should be Metame, because Epitah Chet, and why this Tzaddik shouldn't be Metame. It's not a din that can be given over the Bezna Shamat. But the Emes is, a limit the Emes, the art tzaddikim is art metame. That's the one thing mechadish. The emes and art tzaddikim are art metame. But why can we be knowing with this thing? Because it's not a thing that's nimsal, a bezer shamatu, to start being machriya in these inyunim, because we don't understand this whole inyan of timme, and why tzaddikim is shumpe metame, which madrai you need to be not metame. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come and tell us, we'd be megame. You should know, this topic isn't metame. We could be metame. Because what's the whole reason why we are not knowing in this thing that Kibbet Tzadikim Ayin Metame? Because we don't know, we can't pass them who should be the Tzadik that should be metame, who shouldn't be metame. The mind that Loi Plig, it's not up to us to decide, we're knowing Timme, B'chol Kibbet Tzadikim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Megalim, this Tzadik isn't metame, fine, we could be metame. There has never been such a kiddush before. So the mind is the answer. The Agide Kal is not saying, everybody can go be metame and neighbor's tzaddik and then go be maki mekompai. They said, no man the good and achit tumayim and neighbor's udam, we want to bring the kompai, but we hold the neighbor's udam, this is the neighbor's of a tzaddik. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't decide who's a tzaddik. It's not minister lebez na shanatu. Imdi ve'eshu ma yitzav ha'ashem luchem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell me, yasra tzaddik isn't metame, he's inside, you're bringing the carbon pipe. What the Shiva was, we don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to tell us the Shiva. Which Tzaddik is Metamah, which Tzaddik isn't Metamah. Therefore, it's the answer to why Moshe is not written in the Torah the Shiva to these Amushim. Because it's not us to know. The Bezna Shamatu has to be knowing B'chol HaTzaddikim Din Temes Tayyotra Tzaddik Tzayim Wosa Mechpayle. All the Tzaddikim have to be knowing Temes Mes. It may well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told these people the Yasra Tzaddik is a Metame. The Midas and the Agade Kalder. The Agade Kalder told them then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them what the Messias is, if the Tzaddik is Metame, is Metame. The Midas, could we talk a thing, never made the Paisach shiny, they made the Paisach listen, because they got the Chief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yasra Tzaddik is a Metame. Or when the Doyle Tzaychem, when there will be no giving in Hashemayim, will have to be Noyik, Paisach, shiny, it will be some of the tumor, by the Yasser Tzaddik, by the Chol Tzaddik is Tzaddik. Sure, I wish you have to be Zoyecha Bekur B'Yemayni, the Lack of Kol HaKabunas in my Adam.